The first six names atop the list of NFL coaches with the most career championships would be familiar to most football fans, but the seventh, maybe not so much. From 1922 to 1926, Guy Chamberlain led the Canton Bulldogs, the Cleveland Bulldogs, and the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets to four pro titles. What's even more impressive is that he won those titles as a player coach. Only a Game wanted to learn more, so we consulted a man familiar with the life of Guy Chamberlain.
I am Randy York, senior writer, blogger for the University of Nebraska Athletic Department. I've covered Nebraska athletics since 1967 when I was the sports editor of the Daily Nebraskan. Guy Chamberlain grew up in a little Nebraska town, Blue Springs, and back then I think it was 700 plus people. And he was a farmer. He helped his parents, you know, maintain, and that was about 1,000 acres of farmland. And those farmers didn't like their kids out having to play football when they should be farming. So he came up with a lot of structure and a lot of discipline, and that laid the foundation for him being a great athlete. Believe it or not, he did not go to the University of Nebraska at the beginning. He went to Nebraska Wesleyan University, which is also in Lincoln. 1915 was his premier year. Nebraska was unbeaten that year. I think they were 8-0, and they beat Notre Dame 20-19. And Newt Rockne did the scouting report on him, and it kind of backfired. I guess somehow Guy heard that they said they know he does this, this, and this, and so he decided to do that, that, and that. I mean, he did exactly the opposite of what he always did, and he burned Notre Dame. Nebraska won 20-19, and actually Rockne at the time was the Notre Dame assistant coach. He knew Guy Chamberlain was the key to winning, but he didn't know, I don't think, that he was the key to losing. He was just an absolute wrecking crew whenever you hit the field. I think George Halas once called him, you know, the best offensive and defensive end in pro football history. And he, you know, he could play both ways, and he was a ferocious, physical, athletic football player. You know, it is really hard to imagine being a player and a coach at the highest level of football. Somehow, I don't know whether it was George Halas or who, they convinced him to be a player coach. They finally said, well, hey, you know, you can tell the line how to play. You know what the backs are doing. You know what the quarterbacks are. He had a great football mind. He embraced it wholeheartedly. And I think that's why he was an innovative, trailblazing person in pro football. When he got done with football, he came back to the farm. And then he was a stockman. He was a very, very astute businessman, well-known authority on football, and people still wanted to hear him talk about it, so he became a popular public speaker and a radio broadcaster, too. I mean, he did all kinds of things. He, I think, was about 73, 74 years old when he died in Lincoln in 1967, which was the year I came to the University of Nebraska as a freshman. And when he died that year, the number one player award every year for the University of Nebraska in football is a Guy Chamberlain Award. It's an individual who, in everything he does on the field and off the field, is dedicated to someone beyond himself. It is an all-inclusive award that brings in character and teamwork every bit as much as it does incredible performance. You know, you go back and look at the record books, and you know, it's just fascinating to see Paul Brown with the most National Football League championships with seven. Then you got George Halas and Curly Lambeau with six each. Vince Lombardi has five. And then you look at there's three guys tied all time with four championships. You got Bill Belichick, who everybody's talking about now as the greatest of all time. You have Chuck Noll of the Pittsburgh Steelers. If you want to go all the way back, you've got Guy Chamberlain. Guy Chamberlain is in the same elite company. His winning percentage was like right at 76%, and that winning percentage still ranks among the very best in the history of the National Football League. It's not because he's a Nebraskan. I don't care if he was in Kansas or Missouri, Idaho, or Montana. If you had the credentials that he's put together over his lifetime including the best of the best in college football and the best of the best in pro football. People across the country, should they be more aware? I think they should.
Guy Chamberlain was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio in 1965. Randy York is senior writer and director of creative services for Huskers.com and a former sports columnist at the Lincoln Journal-Star. Our story was produced by Gary Wallach.